Subject for today is the mission of Jesus Christ. And in association with that subject, he's also given us a text. And that text is found in Luke chapter 12 and verse 49. Rather interesting text and in some ways a bit unusual. Reads like this. I have come to bring fire on the earth. And how I wished it were already kindled. If you happen to have your Bible with you, and you may not, of course, but if you do, you might like to open up at that verse, and we'll put the verse into context and read the verses that follow it. Luke chapter 12, and we read from verse 49. And when we put it into context, we'll get some understanding of what the verse actually means. It reads, I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is completed. Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. From now on, there will be five in one family divided against each other. Three against two, and two against three. They will be divided father against son, and son against father. Mother against daughter, and daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother. Mother-in-law. Now, there is Jesus saying two things. One, in my mission in the world, I will be baptized. I will have to face a baptism of suffering, of rejection, and of death. That's what it will cost me to redeem this fallen world. That's the first thing he says. I have to face a baptism. The second thing he says is, my followers will also have to face some difficulty and hardship. They will have to face a fiery ordeal. They'll have to face the fire of rejection, the fire of misunderstanding, the fire of division. If they dare to associate with me, then they could be terribly misunderstood by their family members and disowned. They could be terribly misunderstood by society and friends and shunned. They could be terribly misunderstood by government or political powers and imprisoned, or banished, or fined. Now, that's basically what Jesus is saying here when he says, I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I see a deeper meaning here, and I want to share it with you. It is this. You only have to face the fire of reaction and the fire of opposition in the world when you have the fire of zeal and the fire of commitment in your heart. Think about that for a moment. You only really have to face the fire of reaction and the fire of opposition in the world when you have the fire of zeal and commitment in your heart. Nobody ever gets too bothered about nominal Christianity. If you just drift with the world, if you just flow with the stream, nobody will bother too much about you. You'll be hale and hearty and well received. But if you dare to take Jesus Christ seriously in society, If you dare to stand for the things that He stands, if you dare to stand for truth and purity and justice, if you dare to become involved in His mission in the world, you will possibly be baptized with a baptism of fire. Now, that's what really lies behind what Jesus is saying here. You only have to face the fire of reaction and opposition in the world if you have the fire of zeal and commitment in your heart. And wouldn't it be a tremendous thing if all our churches all around Queensland were on fire with zeal and commitment? You know, I read some time ago of a church in Chicago that burnt down. It evidently caught fire very early, in the very early hours of the morning. The screeching of the sirens, the crackling of the flames, and the very intense glow of the fire woke people for miles around. Two men happened to be standing side by side in their dressing gowns. One turned to the other and said, "What are you doing out of bed looking at a fire? Haven't you seen a fire before?" The other answered and said, "Yep, but I haven't seen a church on fire before." Folks, what a tragedy that could be if that were true spiritually. Now, we don't want our churches to catch on fire physically and burn down. But I don't think we would mind if our churches caught on fire spiritually. And that's the fire that Jesus came to kindle on the earth. That's the fire that Jesus came to kindle in our hearts. That's the fire that Jesus came to kindle in our churches. And that's the fire that ignites reaction in the world, that brings the fire of opposition. But the real fire is the fire of zeal and commitment. And it is my prayer that throughout this mission assembly, we might catch that fire and take it home and ignite our churches. What a joy it would be to see all our Baptist churches around Queensland on fire for Jesus Christ.